Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Tuesday, the 15th of September, 2020. Here are some of the top headlines. Louisville's metro government is expected to announce a substantial financial settlement with the family of Breonna Taylor. Police killed the 26-year-old black woman inside her own apartment 6 months ago. The settlement may be announced as early as Tuesday afternoon. A new study has found that misconduct by police leads to a majority of wrongful convictions. That includes things like witness tampering, violent interrogations, and falsifying evidence. Researchers for the report from the National Registry of Exonerations found that out of 2,400 convictions of defendants who were later found innocent over a 30-year period, 35% of cases involved some type of police misconduct, and 54% involved misconduct by both police and prosecutors. And scientists have announced the possibility of life on Venus. Using telescopes in Chile and Hawaii, astronomers saw the chemical signature of phosphine in the planet's clouds. That's a noxious gas that, on Earth, is only associated with life. A reminder, we're always on Twitter, at USA Today Podcast. There you can stay up on 5 Things stories and also join the conversation with fellow listeners. Plus, if you let us know your thoughts, your tweet might be featured right here on the pod. That's at USA Today Podcast on Twitter. Now, onto the show. Hurricane Sally has weakened a bit, but keeps heading for the Gulf Coast. And it'll re-strengthen later on Tuesday when it makes landfall in southeastern Louisiana. Sustained winds are currently around 90 miles an hour, and Sally is expected to bring dangerous storm surge from Louisiana to Florida. The hurricane comes less than 3 weeks after Hurricane Laura left around one-third of Louisiana as a disaster zone. President Donald Trump was in California on Monday amid ongoing wildfires. Trump met with local officials where he disagreed on climate change and its effect on fire catastrophes. This exchange between the Secretary of the California Natural Resources Agency, Wade Crowfoot, and Trump.
But I think we want to work with you to really recognize the changing climate and what it means to our forests and actually work together with that science. That science is going to be key, because if we ignore that science and sort of put our head in the sand and think it's all about vegetation management, we're not going to succeed together protecting Californians.
Okay. It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch. I wish science agreed with you.
Hey, well, I don't think science knows, actually.
The issue of climate change moved across the political aisle as well, with Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden slamming Trump on Monday.
With every bout with nature's fury caused by our own inaction on climate change, more Americans see and feel the devastation, whether in a big city, small towns, on coastlines or in farmlands. It's happening everywhere, and it's happening now. Hurricanes don't swerve to avoid red states or blue states. Wildfires don't skip towns that voted a certain way. The impacts of climate change don't pick and choose. That's because it's not a partisan phenomenon. It's science. And our response should be the same, grounded in science. Wildfires are burning the suburbs in the West. Floods are wiping out suburban neighborhoods in the Midwest. Hurricanes are imperiling suburban life along our coast. If we have 4 more years of Trump's climate denial, how many suburbs will be burned in wildfires? How many suburban neighborhoods will have been flooded out?
The Western wildfire death toll is now up to 36. Cases of coronavirus aren't going anywhere. The World Health Organization announced the highest single-day increase of cases on Sunday, with 307,930 around the world. And the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board, which was brought together by WHO and the World Bank, published a report on Monday that said political leaders around the world collectively failed to prepare for the pandemic. Co-chair of the board, former WHO Director General and former Norwegian Prime Minister, Dr. Gro Harlem Brundtland.
Last year, we issued a stern warning of the dangers posed by a rapidly moving pandemic of a respiratory pathogen that could kill millions and wipe out 5% of the world economy. We warned that the world was ill-prepared for such a pandemic. Tragically and catastrophically, we have seen our worst fears realized. The impact of COVID-19 is even worse than we anticipated. But actions that we called for last year have still not been taken. Without such action, the world remains vulnerable. So, will this happen again? Unfortunately, yes. Exactly when and where, we do not know. But everything humanity is currently doing to our planet makes another pandemic inevitable. The good news is that there are actions we can take to prevent the pandemic and to mitigate its impact. But will we take these actions with the commitment and investment they warrant?
More than 929,000 people have died from COVID-19 around the world, including more than 194,000 deaths in the U.S. Get ready for some new Apple products. The tech giant will unveil new versions of some old products on Tuesday and potentially show off some new ones too, but it's going to be the first Apple product reveal without its usual audience. Instead, the event will feature pre-recorded demos spread out over a couple hours. There will be new iPads and Apple Watch editions, and possibly AirPod over-the-ear headphones, plus Apple's take on a Bluetooth key finder. But there won't be any new iPhones yet. They'll be unveiled next month. Jefferson Graham from USA Today's Talking Tech podcast has more.
Let's start with the iPad. Basically, a higher-end, better-looking, newer iPad Air. This is the product that sells for $500 as opposed to the $329 entry level or the $800 iPad Pro. Analysts expect an edge-to-edge display minus a home button and something that I'm pretty excited about, Touch ID, which is where you press the home button instead of using Face ID. But Touch ID will be on one of the buttons on the side of the unit. I hate Face ID. It never works for me. And of course, anybody with a mask knows it doesn't work for them either. So I think this is pretty cool. The Apple Watch Series 6, it's expected to be more about software than hardware with a more powerful processing chip. It's expected to be able to detect blood oxygen levels. And watch users could get an improved electrocardiogram feature to check heart rate. Know that the roster currently is $399 for the Series 5 and $199 for the Series 3. So I think Series 3 is going to be replaced with a lower-end watch, and can't wait to see what Series 6 is all about. Otherwise, analysts think we might see some new over-the-ear headphones called AirPod Studio, along with the long-rumored Apple Tags, which again is Apple's clone of the Tile Bluetooth key tracker. Now, Tile was really popular about 2 years ago and sort of lost its mojo, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Again, Tile was all about finding your lost keys and other things. Hard to find a lost iPhone since you had to use the app. So can't wait to see what's up.
You can tune in to Apple's event at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern on their website and YouTube channel. And be sure to check out the Talking Tech podcast. A new membership program at Walmart launches on Tuesday. Walmart Plus is available for $98 a year. It offers shoppers free delivery from stores, fuel discounts, and a scan and go feature for in-store shopping. With the program, Walmart hopes to compete with Amazon, which set the standard for grocery delivery with Prime Now in 2014. And Americans have increasingly turned to online shopping during the pandemic. Digital sales grew 97% at Walmart and 195% at Target in the second quarter. Thanks for listening to 5 Things. A reminder, you can subscribe for free. And also, if you get a sec, be sure to rate us and review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks to Claire Thornton for her work on the show. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.